Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 5.25 cents at 548, May wheat down 8.5 cents at 616.25, and May beans down 9.75 cents at 1423. We sold 111,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. Export sales this morning were big on the corn, as expected. Came in right in the middle of the range at 4.5 million metric tons. Wheat, 344. Beans, 102. despite the strong corn number, the corn broke a couple of cents after it was released at 7:30. There's rumors floating around that the Chinese are looking to buy bean oil or beans. I find it hard to believe, but we'll see. We've been hearing these rumors on and off for the last month. Seems like there's another case of African swine fever, another breakout in China, so I don't think that's positive. The tanker that's stuck in Suez, I heard reports late last night that they had freed it, but I haven't seen anything this morning that says that. They say they've got, you know, plenty of tugboats working to pull this thing out, but I thought I heard it cleared last night, but don't quote me on that. We've got the report next week. We've been very choppy. The crude oil is back down $1.92, which tells you that maybe the tanker has become unstuck. We were down $3 2 days ago, up $3 yesterday, down $2 here today. A mixed bag with the dollars up 10 ticks, back to 92.63. That's the highest level in quite some time. Overall, the only real problem around the world is some flooding in Australia. I haven't heard of any real negatives out there. It's mainly in the coastal cities. But we'll have to see, you know, how much of the wheat area is affected there. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, the world knows about it, and we were down 10 cents overnight. We'll see if the funds want to come in and buy some more wheat here today. Overall, the weather around the country is pretty good. We've got some storms back in the Panhandle. We had some storms go through the deep south. But for the most part, you know, we're coming in on April 1st. Guys are going to be thinking about, you know, planning in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we'll see how that goes. But I think in general, the weather has been pretty good around the country, and I don't see any major problems at this point. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.